told you.
It's time for another cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, Thompson.
Good morning, Thompson.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
What'd you say?
Good morning, listeners.
Yay. We have a special guest this morning. It's
Jody, Mama, whatever.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what is
hello,
up?
Hello.
Hello. I'm in love, love.
So we got some good news today that Thompson's been accepted to a school, which is going to be really awesome for him and is a really awesome place, I got to say. If I was a kid, I'd love to go there. I might love to go there as an adult. And it's good because it's one of those places where the parents got to be all involved and stuff.
Co-op
style. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
Co-op?
I'm ridiculously excited about him being
I'm really, really excited about this, really. This is big.
I mean, there's the last school was so cool. Not I'd good. Like to go play in it. And we will have to.
It has like 100 levels. It's crazy.
Yes. There's a climbing wall. There's a rope swing. A rope ladder swing.
A rope ladder swing?
Yeah. A rope ladder swing. All the coolest stuff in the whole world. They learn about the cycle of life. They're doing basically the experiment that I did in third grade.
Oh, can I add some toast?
Sure.
Doing the third... I'm curious about that coconut spread, too. Earth Balance Organic Coconut Spread is our sponsor this morning.
Is that butter?
We'll be trying out their product along with a hybrid...
Is that butter or something?
It's butter made out of coconut oils.
Coconut oils?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it made for butter.
I know.
Ow, you suck! I want to get that to my baby!
Thompson's having a tantrum.
Thompson's 3 and a half?
Yeah, did we mention Thompson's 3 and a half? And prone to screaming fits?
Hey, I want to get my putty cat.
Putty cat?
Yeah, and doesn't have a firm grasp of his vocabulary yet.
Hey, Dad, I called you a putty cat.
I heard that. Why'd you call me a putty cat?
Oh, because you're silly.
I'm silly? Well, maybe you're silly.
Dad, you're a putty cat because you have whiskers.
Well, you got me on that one. I do have whiskers, it's true. I do a lot of thinking. That's part of my scholarly duties.
Yes, it is a part of your thinking. You've got to, like, comb through the goatee and pull it and...
They're not hairs, they're quantum lines of possibility. And I'm massaging the truth out of the multiple possibilities of the quantum lines. And if I could explain that in a way that made sense, it wouldn't actually be happening. And that, my friends, is the rules of quantum physics. If you can explain it, you don't know what you're talking about. And that's some hard shit for smart people to grasp, but it's the way it works. Spooky action. Thompson, do you have something to say to the listeners?
Yeah.
What do you get to say to the listeners today?
I like to be a poo-poo butt with my poo-poo farty butt.
Well, did we mention he's 3 and a half? Yeah. Highbrow stuff from the kid. He's already working blue.
Yeah, and this is why we now understand as a parent when people used potty humor and somebody would say that's childish. Now we know exactly why they say that. Because 3 and a half years old finds farties and poops really funny.
I think it's because he's a boy, because I'm not 3 and a half, and I think farty poop funny is hilarious, too. I don't think anybody eventually... No male I have ever met from any culture, of any orientation or faith, that didn't crack up if I busted a strategic fart noise. If I just went at the right time, everybody, Muslim, Christian, pagan, Buddhist, Taoist, Asian, African, South American, North American, European, it doesn't matter, Polynesian, everybody, and I have met damn near everybody from everywhere.
Yeah, like, it's one of the great unifiers, you know?
Yeah, everybody
People,
shits.
Everybody
it's like the
eats,
kids' book.
Everybody
poops.
Eats, everybody shits.
Everybody poops.
And most people enjoy a nice beverage every once in a while.
Yeah, we shouldn't say it. Well, that's the David Letterman truth, but we shouldn't say it. We shouldn't cuss. We're still tempering our language down. That's a too bad.
Well, on this show, anyway.
Comparatively. Oh, man.
No!
Thompson, what are you eating?
Bread. Toast.
Is it good?
Yeah.
What you got to say today? What's your wisdom besides poopy fart and all that nonsense? You got any books you're going to read today?
What's your favorite book today?
I got a poo-poo bottle and my poo-poo friend and my poo-poo box in a bowl.
Thompson. All right, what book
What's
are those?
What's your favorite book today?
Thomas.
Thomas Sticker Express from Uncle
we
Dave.
We did a Thomas show yesterday. How about music?
What you mean we, Kemosabe? You're the guest.
Well,
I do the uploading.
I would have a different book. You want to read.
That's just not hosting. Okay. But you're right. We should bring in a book. What are we going to have here, Thompson? Grammar, chemistry, punctuation, biology, planet Earth, technology, math, music, oceans, periodic table, physics, or the human body? Vocabulary quiz. Mantequilla de mani. What's that mean in English? Mantequilla de mani.
I don't know what that means.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Peanut butter. Well, actually, we're basically out of time. Thompson's having a coughing fit. Jody's mouth is full of toast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With coconut spread.
Toast mm-hmm. with Earth Balance Organic Coconut Spread, our sponsor for today. And
coconut
our
spread
pasture raised Organic Valley, farmer owned organic half and half ultra pasteurized. Grade A. Creme, half to half. Well, half and half. It's not cream. Anyways, that's all the time
half
we got.
Try.
Say goodbye to the listeners, Samson.
Goodbye, listeners.
Ciao.
Goodbye, listeners.
Goodbye, listeners.